The current spoiler warning level is crimson.
Friends and folks, for this episode, you're looking at a spoiler warning level of crimson. That's right, it's a good old-fashioned, proper spoiler episode. We're talking about machines from Age, from Gundam Age. And then at the end, we also talk about some stuff from Re:Rise. So basically, if you're a GGP listener and you care about spoilers, don't listen. Otherwise, please enjoy the episode. Hello, friends and folks, and welcome back to another episode of Mechanista and G, and it's time for our first openly spoiler episode in a long time.
Yeah, we decided to, just alternate doing, the requests and stuff. Normally we were doing requests every week, right, as our second episode. Mm-hmm. And we don't want to do three, because people sometimes already feel like, oh god, you're doing two episodes a week, and they're both, an hour long, what the hell.
Also, I have, a life and things I want to do in it.
Yeah.
That's the other reason we don't.
I would record three, but, I understand.
Sometimes I would, but... Yeah. As evidenced by the fact that we have done so once before, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, but, so anyway. We have, I suppose technically, we have six things we could talk about right now. No, we have more than that. We could add, a build section to this. Anyway, as far as our tabs, we have Anno Domini, Advanced Generation, Late UC, Post-Disaster, and Re:Guild Century. Technically, we could add a Destiny section of Cosmic Era. We don't have one right now, and I don't really feel like there's a need.
This is the problem with universes, right? Is we'll have the same issue once GGP hits season 1, season 2, 00 stuff. Mm-hmm. It's a pain to have to separate them like that. So
yeah. So we're just gonna roll a d6, and if I roll a 6, I'll re-roll because that's me. I don't want to talk about me for a whole episode. I barely want to talk about me for 30 seconds. All right, the one where I get to be useless. Well, one of the two where I get to be useless.
All right, which one is it?
It's Advanced Generation.
Oh, okay.
We have a D20.
Don't worry, everyone's useless because no one cares about age. But there are fun designs.
But do they care about... I'm strongly going to guess the answer is no. The OVVA. OVV-A.
Oh no! You can
just say you're never going to get model numbers.
Well,
from
no. This. It's a Vegan suit, right?
Yes, it is a Vegan suit.
OVVA. You don't know anything about the show, so I can't really do the yes or no.
I mean, I'm looking at the thing right now. I might be able to answer some questions.
Okay. Is this an earlier one?
Okay, I can't answer that.
Yeah, that's the problem is I would know based on when they are introduced, so.
I can't see it. Yes, it is.
Okay.
I can see what episode it was introduced in. It seems fairly, how long is Age?
50-something episodes.
Okay, yeah,
it's
early.
It's a full length, it's actually the full length show. It's, oh sorry, 49 actually, 49, but still.
Yeah, this is an early suit.
Is it it's not the Gafran, right?
It is not the Gafran.
Because the Gafran, I think, is the first one we see.
The Gafran is not on this list. What are you doing, Dylan?
Look, there's a lot that we would have to add, okay?
All right, fair enough.
Is it... It's in part one of this show, so that helps me a bit. What is the one called? So the one with, the weird... It's got, a... beam emitters on the chest that look like a lotus or something?
Yes, it is the Bokuto.
Bokuto, that thing! That one, the one that I forget about. So I do think the Gafran is cooler than this one is the problem.
That's because it is.
The other one.
That's true.
But yeah. Okay, so this is the Bokuto. Okay. Let me open
do
it up.
Do we want to start?
We don't want to start with the Vegan gear.
No? Oh, because it's... Oh, I see.
It results in a couple of things, and also it's a final boss thing.
How weird. Okay.
Quite literally, because Age is a video game, and it's structured like a video game in some ways. But anyway. if you couldn't tell by the design of that thing.
No, yeah, looking at it, I was like, oh, I see.
Yeah. So we'll just talk about the Bakuto.
Okay.
And, you know, what it's developed into. So the Bakuto is a heavy Vegan suit. It is a suit that is introduced a little bit after the other suits are shown, like the Gafran specifically. And this is, you know, supposed to be like the bigger, heavier armament version. Does have electromagnetic armor, whereas the Gafran did not. So it can block beams and such more readily. It has 5 beam cannons on the chest, which is what I was talking about before. It's like the thing I remembered about this thing is the chest is like the most distinct thing. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so going over the design, the head is very similar to the Gafran head, but with a much smaller horn. And so you have a little top of the head area with a small horn. You've got the face, which is like 2 black plates with like a green. Normally, when you see them up close, it's like a green line going through, and those are like the eyes, quote unquote. That's the camera. And then the head itself has like a big veil like crest around it. You know, ends in little points. Very strange looking head design. These are the parts that go around the head are a bit bigger, and this is on purpose because these actually can fold is the thing.
Mm-hmm.
They can pull back if necessary. When it's in its flight mode, specifically, I should note. So these are, like, the head's got a little bit of a weirder shape because of that. The torso is a big, round torso. You've got the central section, which has these 5 beam cannons. Like I said, it always makes me think of, like, a Lotus or something. Even though, technically speaking, I guess a Lotus would be 6, I think, but whatever. It has, like, a flower. It looks like a flower.
It does, yeah.
Does have black vents on either side. You do have, like, a lower torso section going on in a slightly different color. Very organic design, like all the Vegan designs should note. Very, like, you know, alien-looking, because that was the intent. For the arms, you've got these really cool pointy shoulders. Each of the shoulders also has an armor plate, like, in the middle of them that is, you know, color-separated, looks cool, is pointing more inward. The arms, simple arms, you know, very, again, almost fleshy looking, but not really, like someone wearing, like, you know, black tights is what it looks like, though.
Mm-hmm.
And the joint is, like, embedded in such a way that it doesn't look like it's not immediately noticeable as a robot joint in the same way. Because, again, it's supposed to look, you know, organic. Mm-hmm. Should note this design is by Junya Ishigaki, aka the person who did like the Victory era Zanskier designs, at least a lot of them.
That's the point of comparison I was going to make, because this definitely, like, it, there is a clear distinction here. This is, it does look like Ishigaki, but it also does look like Ishigaki decades later, right?
Yeah, it's interesting. The hands are kind of cool to talk about because all the Vegan suits do have, going with our last episode a little bit, Zone of the Enders hands, where the, instead of having a pinky, it's another, like, thumb.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so it has, so, like, you know, the hand is symmetrical, basically. Which is pretty cool. I like that. The waist section is pretty good. You've got, like, a front crotch plate, then you've got these 2 really large plates that connect around, they look like they're side skirts, but they're actually connected into the back of the waist, and they just wrap around in the standard, like, you know, mobile suit mode. Mm-hmm. And then of course in the flight mode these pop up and back as wings, which is pretty cool. For the legs, you've got these really thick legs, befitting of Ishigaki legs. They look very monostructural. Like, there's, like, there is a joint that's clearly there, but, like, when it's standing straight up, it looks like the legs would almost slot together, basically. And then, the very boxy legs, I should note, like, for a Vegan design. Like, these, it has big pants. It looks like, mm-hmm, it's wearing baggy pants.
I do like the way the lower leg and upper leg kind of look like they basically slot together so neatly.
Yeah. And then the feet are, you know, they're vegan feet. You've got, like, a heel on them. Though these ones are a bit more... They do have a black piece between, like, the heel and the front of the foot, so they are more flat. Final note is not really a backpack. It's actually on the back of the waist, but you do have a tail unit on this one that is a long tail that ends in a beam cannon section, which I always think the beam cannon tails are really cool. Yeah, so this is the heavier assault, you know, this is basically like a, I guess like a Dom or like a Goof equivalent being introduced, I think, is maybe the best way of doing it. Cause you know, it's the upgrade of the initial suit that is like better and stronger, right? The Gafran, well, I will say the Gafran is actually a pretty devastating suit. I think when we first see it, if I'm remembering the beginning of the show correctly, basically the Earth doesn't. The Earth Federation doesn't do a good job against the Vegan.
No?
No.
Weird.
Yeah, no. It's a starts off as a one-sided conflict until the Gundam's around. Who would have guessed? But in this case, I mean, it's really one-sided. So, yeah, the Bokuto, though, is, yeah, the heavy assault one. It's got defense. It still has a flight mode, so it can still fly around. It does, it's not as fast though, and it can, have trouble maintaining its footing. Which means like by the point that the Geno Ace and stuff are being developed, they are actually able to kind of keep up in pace with it. Mm-hmm. The armaments on the suit though are very heavy. So, talked about the, beam spikes on the chest. They can, fire as a diffuse cannon, or they can actually just be like a consistent spike. Basically beam sabers in the chest.
Yeah, so just so you can give someone a very lethal chest bump.
Yeah. It kind of makes sense with it having the flight mode just to ram things like that.
Sure,
but,
that's fair.
Yeah. The, you then also have the quote-unquote beam rifle, but it is in the tail. So the way it works generally is it will be held either... It'll pop over or under the shoulder, like it'll pop over the shoulder like a cannon, or just under the shoulder and be grabbed by the hand. The thing is, the cool thing about the flexible tail beam rifle is you could just kind of aim it wherever you need it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether that's behind or in front, which is kind of cool. And then it also has in the hands beam Vulcans / beam sabers. So the Vulcans are, generally speaking, it mentions they can destroy mobile suits, but, you know, those get more ineffective as time goes on. But the cooler thing that the hands can do that I like is that they can also emit beam sabers out of the hands.
Yeah, the Vulcan saber combination I think is really cool. It's one of my, like, of the stuff I've seen of Vegan designs, it's one of my favorite features.
Yep. And yeah, so just to mention, it does have a new system on it, the electromagnetic armor. So not only does it just have heavier armor in general, it also has like a special, like, you know, electromagnetic armor that seems to basically like help restrict, you know, even like beams and stuff from hitting it. Just stops things. Not quite like an eye field, but, you know, strong. And yeah, I just think this is a neat machine.
It has three variants. Unfortunately, extensive Googling, I can't find anything because
these are all recolor variants. I will tell you that
they're all recolors. That's disappointing.
Yes. Okay. So, well, the thing is, I mentioned the video game thing. So there is two games, Gundam Age Universe XL and Cosmic, something Cosmic Drive, I think. And the two versions of the game, the thing that's different about them is whether you have UC as the guest stars or suits from a bunch of AUs as the guest stars.
Right.
The games, though, because they are video games, they need to have more enemies than just one type of enemy. So they do palette swapping. Now, there's also some game originals that are pretty cool and unique designs. But the ones that are like the Bokuto V and the Bokuto B, if I'm remembering right, these are just straight recolors.
Okay, but the Magio Bokuto might be different. I can't find it either.
Yeah, that one I don't remember, but I know the ones with letters are generally just palette swaps, basically.
I will note, this is pad out. This is just because this is a short episode, but this is a custom build. This is a mobile armor Bakuto that I just think it's fun to look at.
Oh, you just happen to find that while looking.
Yeah. It's a lot.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah. It's just a sea of verniers and propellant tanks and guns and very, who's the asshole I want? Oh, man.
Now, there are two variants we can talk about still.
Are there?
Yeah, okay. If you go to Developed Into at the top, there are two other ones. One is a game exclusive that does have a unique design, which would be no model number on this one. This is the Abigail.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And the Abigail is an artillery suit, specifically. So it is supposed to be like a refinement of the Bakuto, but instead of having just a normal beam rifle, it has a beam cannon tail, and you can kind of tell.
And it has a Gaffran chest.
Well, not a Gaffran chest beam. A defirst chest. Look at the defirst there. It links to it. Yeah, we'll talk about that one day.
I mean, is it going to have a bunch of variants, or should... No, it actually has... Okay, it has some. All right. Whatever.
But yeah, the Abigail is... Yeah, so you've got a big diffusing beam cannon on the chest. A large bore beam cannon. That's such a funny way of wording a beam cannon. And then, yeah, the tail is a beam bazooka. And it only has the two, but this is a cool machine. I like the colors on it. It's got, like, you know, it's... basically Char colors, right? Because you got like a red and a pink, and mm-hmm. So it's got both the ones that you generally get with Char colors.
I think the way like the armor's like shapes are and stuff, I mean the forearms are a little much for the comparison I'm about to make, but otherwise mm-hmm. This looks like a tokusatsu character in a way. Yeah. I think is really fun.
Yeah, the thing is the Vegan suits, because they have all that like black like limb thing going on, like especially this one with the legs too, even, right? Mm-hmm. It almost looks like a suit.
It looks like the undersuit of a tokusatsu suit. Yeah, like, yep. It's like, oh, they have the...
Kamen Rider Zio's Abigail armor.
Exactly.
Or 01, not Zio. 01.
Well, I mean, probably you do that for Revice, because Revice is the show where every single suit is a reference to a different Kamen Rider.
Ah, fair. Yeah, I really like the leg armor on this, where it's like, instead, so you got, like, mostly black legs, and then you've got these, like, cool, like, pointy plates that are just put onto the front. But yeah, not a lot to talk about with this one. Again, it's a video game design. It has two specific attacks it does. You know, it has the beam bazooka and the beam cannon. It's just, it's more filler for the game, but at least it has a unique design. And I also like its hat. I like that the head, like, even though it still maintains, like, that Vegan look, almost looks like it has a hat going on or something. Like, it kind of reminds me of, like, You know those like medieval hats that are like the metal hat and then it's got the chainmail wrap around it?
Mm-hmm.
It kind of reminds me of that. Or like the hats with like, you know, it's also got like a bit of like a cloth going down like around the head. Just think it looks good. I like it. Looks like a fancy hat, and I like that. Then we have another variant, which is we're jumping way further ahead in age, but we may as well talk about it here because, you know, if we don't talk about it here, the episode will be super short.
Yeah.
So we have the OVVAF Danazine. This is based on the Bakuto, which is really funny because it's nothing like the Bakuto. This is what if you made Rayquaza a mecha. I love it. So this design, it does have a similar head thing going on where like it has like the wings on the head. But the head is integrated, like, far more as, like, almost like one piece of armor. Like, it doesn't have, like, devoted sections in the same way. You've just got, like, a big head armor, right? That's, like, a big rounded piece of armor. It still has the little Vegan face in there. As you go down, this thing has a really long neck, should note, because it is a dragon. Mm-hmm. You have a kind of weird torso because of how long the neck is, where the torso feels kind of squat in a way. It's very square. You've got the middle section, which is actually just a continuation of the neck. And then you've got two outer plates of armor. These outer plates have the arms connected to them. The arms are very classic Vegan. You know, you've got pointy shoulders, and then you've got black arms that have, like, you know, that kind of suit-like quality. moving on down, and then we have the biggest part of this, which is the waist. Once you hit the waist, you have a big, like, I guess I would describe it as, like, an abdomen cannon still for where it's located. Mm. And you have two very squat legs plugged into these, where you've got, like, really large thighs and then really small, like, calves. But they do end in shoes, which is very funny. Like, these are very shoe-like feet. They do have ankle guards, like, you know, mobile suit-style ankle guards. Continuing from the waist, though, towards the back, you have a really, really, really long pointy tail, you know, multiple sections going on. Finally, the back of this suit, which, we're to talk about the back of the suit, like, as if it's a backpack, but it does have two wings that are coming off the back. This is a very oddly shaped suit. By the way, Six, they added this suit, as a weekly unit to Gundam Breaker Mobile, and let me fucking tell you, no, if you're only using one part from this in any build, it'll look ridiculous, and it, I love it. Other than the arms. The arms are the only thing that work on other things, but you put this torso on anything, and it's gonna break it. It's so funny.
I mean, looking at the back toe, I was like, okay. I mean, like, I appreciate the sensibilities here, even if I don't love this design. And then the Abigail, I was like, this is all right. It's pretty vanilla, but I like the tokusatsu-y look. This just looks sick.
Yeah. Especially the flight mode, because what this actually does the inverse of the Bakuto in a way. So the Bakuto, when it's in its flight mode, has the plates pop out on the head, presumably so it has more control in the air.
Mm-hmm.
The Danazine, when it's in flight mode, folds them over the face, so it just gets this cool, pointy head. And I like the way it looks.
Yeah, it seems like it's more of a, like a, like a traveling flight mode. It's not like a, oh, so you can be agile in combat. It's so you can reach the combat.
Yeah. Also should note, because it's visible on the head, it does have, on the chin guard, a little beam cannon. You have the little, like, you know, the green glass piece. It's a, specifically, it's the beam shooter slash beam saber. It can emit a beam saber? I didn't realize that. That rules. It has a beam saber in the face.
That's really good.
That's so good.
That's like a beam tongue.
God. Yeah, so the Danazine, though, is actually in the third part of age. So you skip from the first part to the third part to get this. And it is the primary mobile suit used, you know, against, like, the H3 and stuff early on. Mm-hmm. Still has, like, heavy armor and stuff. It's still a heavy suit, but it is fast, right? Like, it's marrying the two ideas together. It is, this is just a suit that is good in all ways. The standard version of it is mostly in green with black, and then you've got, like, little green crystals for the beam emitters. I like the commander version a lot, because the commander version is purple with the same green beam emitters. I think the purple looks really good.
It looks really pretty.
I just think this is a cool suit, because it's, like, a... It doesn't look like a Gundam suit, is the thing. But that was kind of the point with the Vegan designs, is they were supposed to look really weird and alien, which... I can appreciate the idea of that, like, over just doing, again, like, a Zaku rehash. Not that I hate Zaku rehashes. There's a lot I like. I love the grays. There's a lot that I like. But it is cool when you just get these, like, weird motherfuckers that are just like, I'm a dragon from space. So for the armaments, the Danazine cannon is mounted in the pelvis. It is a very strong wide beam. You've got the beam shooter, as mentioned, under the chin, which also can function as beam saber. It does also have the beam vulcans in the hands that also can generate beam sabers. Then it has the Danazine spinner, which it mentions is the tail. That's a weird name for it because it doesn't really have any special systems in the tail. It basically can either thwack or impale them with the tail because the tail does end in a sharp point. We actually see it going through in Adele's cockpit, in one of these screenshots. Here you go. Poke. Does exactly what you think it would do. Also,
nice.
Have to share the what? Interlacing going on in this photo in the gallery. What is happening?
Oof.
It's like a mid-interlace photo.
So can I ask you a question?
Yeah, sure.
I've never seen the gym... the thing that is being stabbed, I've never seen this before.
Yeah.
I'm assuming this is like a gym cannon, but for age, right?
Yeah.
It just looks like a 30-minute mission.
Well, that design is I believe by Ebikawa, so that makes sense because Ebikawa is one of the 30mm designers.
All right, well, there you go.
Yep. You might notice that with a lot of Aegis suits, because, so here's the standard Adele. Yeah, no, I could see this as a 30mm.
It just looks like, specifically, I would say it's the Alto.
Yeah, it's interesting because he's designing more grunts in this show than he did in 00, because in 00, the main thing he's known for is, like, the Exia and stuff. Mm. But in this, he does a lot more grunts, and, like, hell, let me show you the, I'm just going to show you this real quick. I know we're on air, and I should, you know, not, but whatever. Check out this one. This also looks like a 30mm, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very Alto-like. You could definitely tell these are by the same person.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, even though it's not designed by Ebikawa, I believe it's a Yanase design. You know the Esposito, which is one I really like now?
Yeah.
Take a look at the Clanch. Similar thing.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the thing is, Ebikawa and Yanase work together a lot, similar design, similar team. And, of course, now they're doing 30mms together, and Ebikawa has also worked on a lot of Gundam AUs, so...
Is there... I mean, there is some clear... God damn it. Brain process. There is some clear Vagon influence on, like, a design like the Spinadia, also.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Huh. I think you mean Vagon. That is what they are, is Vagons.
Sure.
Which is
whatever.
Funny. I just think it's funny. Anyway, so I really like the Danazine. I think it's a pretty cool machine. You know, it's a dragon. It's hard to beat a dragon that flies around and does cool stuff and is still the mass production grunt. Yeah. Well, let's look at its first variant. There's a developed into, but that's technically a different thing, so we'll save that for, you know, after this one. The OVV GAF Guruzine. This is actually from an H side story, not the video game. This is a long-range bombardment version of the Danazine, and I fucking love it. It's so weird. So, what we've done is, it still has the Danazine head, and it still has the Danazine torso. We have removed the wings, we've replaced them with, it looks like it still has, like, little attachments on the back there, like, two little, like, pods, but they're very small. Then you get to the legs, and this thing has weird legs.
It has, like...
It's a quad leg.
Yeah, it's a quad leg, and it is as much heat sink as they can fit on it.
Yeah, it's a weird quad leg design. It still has the tail and everything, but yeah. So the leg is where you get the major change of the quad leg thing going on. And then you also have its primary weapon, which is the long cannon, which we can... You know, there's an alternate art of it armed with it. Which is like a many-barreled cannon. Basically, the whole thing is it either fires a single concentrated beam, or in close quarters, if attacked, it can emit a bunch of beam spikes out of it in order to basically like use it like a big like spear.
And then also, the barrel can spin, so you can just have a little spear blender.
Yeah. I like how they describe it as a beam scraper. That's a, ugh. I don't like
whatever
that.
You say, yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds bad.
It can snipe targets from up to 8,000 meters away, though, so pretty far. That's 8 kilometers. Yeah, otherwise, a lot of its other things are the same. You know, it's got the beam Vulcans, it's got the beam shooter in the chin, it's got the Guruzine cannon, which is just the Danazine cannon, but called the Guruzine cannon instead. It's got the Guruzine spinner, which is just the tail. But yeah, this is just a cool, like, sniper machine. I like it a lot. I love the quad legs.
Mm-hmm.
It's also got a neat color scheme. It's funny because in the art, it's like definitely more of like a warm pink, but then like the model that is in the gallery here.
It's cotton candy pink.
It's just cotton candy pink. Both pink's good is the thing. I like both of them. Very, very fun suit though, and I love the weird long range cannon just being like a big lance. Also, it holds it in a very funny way. It's like instead of having like a trigger, there's just a ball. I want to imagine it's like a magnetic ball that it just attaches to its hand there.
I also just really like, it's very silly, but like the way its arms are in these poses combined with the position of its head and neck just make it look like a prairie dog that just heard something.
I can see it, yeah. Especially like when you remove the wings, it has less of a dragon effect and more like a, like, yeah, like a prairie dog or like a weasel or something, you know, some kind of long animal that popped out of the ground. It's very funny.
Some variety of friend.
Yeah, so this is a pretty cool one. All right, so that would finish the episode, but we do have a build variant to talk about.
Yes.
Which is really fucking cool. So this is from the end of Builddivers Re:Rise, and it's funny because these only appear really quickly, and in when they appeared really quickly, they look more like, because you don't get a good view of them, it looked like a slight modification. No, these are very modified, and these are fucking cool. The Eldora Danazine. So, the head. It's the Danazine head, but with, like, a blade antenna now. Like, this really big blade antenna with, like, a, you know, silver coloring. It also has, like, a forehead camera, it looks like. Might be a weapon, who knows?
Is that a blade antenna, or is that the tail? No, that is a blade. That is a blade antenna. There's just something about the way it's drawn that makes
it look. It probably the color of it and stuff doesn't help too, because it's a different color. Mm-hmm. The face is, instead of the standard Vagan face with like the slit, it's a black face but with four eyes on it, like four purple eyes, and I fucking love that. Still has the hole beneath the mouth, but I think it doesn't work anymore, just given that it doesn't have like the little cannon glass. Is making a weird like face. Torso is the same as the Danazine. But the arms are the same actually too, should note. The legs are mostly the same, though it starts getting a bit weird when you hit the feet, because the feet are, well, a bunch of blades basically.
But they're also like that heatsink style, right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if this is, you know, we don't have a lot of mechanical, like, explanation, right?
Yeah.
But imagine using your heat sinks as heat blades so that you're venting heat to make better weapons.
Mm-hmm.
That's really clever.
Yeah, it's neat. It's actually, funny thing is, this actually comes up on a bunch of the Eldora suits, because there's, like, I think the Eldora Dotris also has this going on with its feet where it's got, like, that heat sink look. It's very strange, but these ones are very bladed, right? Like, they're very pointy. These are some coolswords.com, like, swords coming out of this. Out of the feet. The tail is the same design. Is the tail elongated, actually? Let me take a look. The tail might be slightly elongated. Let's see. One, two.
It's also an art style thing. It's hard to tell.
Yeah. Might be elongated by one section at most, but not by much, if so. It's hard it's hard to count, too, because there's not a good rear shot of the Danazine. We only have the flight mode. And, of course, in the flight mode, the problem is because the body and the legs run together, I can't tell if, like, oh, where do I start counting the tail at, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Finally, the wings. So, it has the standard Danazine wings, other than at the ends of the wings, it has these large metal plate, like, bigger wings. That look like, you know, more like, almost like feathery wings.
Mm-hmm.
This thing is so cool. I love this thing.
Really sick.
Matt didn't get a model. Matt, a lot of things from that show didn't get models, because this would have been a great P-Band eye at the very least. It's just a cool robot. Just taking all the elements of the original Danazine to, like, an extreme, just having this ridiculous, you know, silhouette going on where it's got, like, basically, like, again, more of an RPG enemy than anything else, which is very funny considering the Danazine is an RPG enemy because it comes out of a weird action RPG for the PSP.
Mm-hmm.
It's just funny that, yeah, this is just such a cool design, though. Love the weird Eldora friends. Anyway.
Yeah, the whole, that whole family of suits operated by the One Eyes is just a bunch of really, like, fascinating and inspired takes on designs that where it, like, it really feels like they're not trying to make, like, MSV style shit, right? They're like, let's take this as design as a jumping off point and do something entirely different in a way that's just really cool.
What if some weird alien entity scanned Gunpla and was like, I can make my own, and then did that based on, like, the ones they were looking at, and with all that entails. I can't wait until one day we get to talk about the dubious RK Gundam.
I know, it's so cool.
And the reverse turn X and all that. But anyway.
The fake new.
Fake new. Honestly, the fake new, it's so funny because I liked that name at first, but then Dubious RK and Reverse Turn X came out and I was like, oh god.
Dubious RK is so funny. Yeah.
Reverse Turn X is great too, because the problem is it's playing on the joke that already exists, where it's like, wait, if you turn an X upside down, it's still an X. Now you've reversed it, but it's still an X. You can't do that. It's so good.
It's the recusant sigil, Dylan.
Anyway.
You ever say things just to hurt people?
Yes, I do. I'm on the show with you. We do this to each other all the time.
True.
This is a mutually... we are mutually assured destroyers of one another on this show. It's fine. Anyway. Even with all those covered, still pretty short episode overall. So, Six, where can people find you? Oh, well, do we have any questions? Actually,
No. Not at this time. Please feel free to send them in, and if you want to, I would send them to at Six Detmar on Twitter, SIXDETTMAR.
Yeah.
And yes. Also, the rest of my work is at scanlinemedia.com or patreon.com/scanlinemedia.
Yep. And I am at LowPolyRobot on Twitter.com. Mixed activity lately. Sometimes I play games and post robots, and then sometimes I disappear for a day or two. Twitter's not always a good place.
No, not the best.
Sometimes, a thing I learned after moving in with people I care about is sometimes I like just leaving my room and talking to people. It's a lot better than just sitting around doom scrolling all day. Mm-hmm. Fortunately, not everyone is afforded that luxury, and I totally understand because I used to be like that. So, you know. when I am there, I usually post video games, robots, etc. So, yeah.
Listen.
I can't think of a
Twitter is a rough place, right?
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, the Gundam was successfully captured. That's all that matters. Peace.
Shita no mida ga kyou mo hoshi ni nari, shizukani mimamotteru tsugi no jidai e uketsugareta ku sora wo sotto dakishimeta, owarara